It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
I got to tell you, when we first started talking about today's guest, I'm gonna mention the blog post and the website, The Skinny Confidential. And at first, when I saw it, I thought, we're going to talk diet. And of course, it's of interest to me. But what was more exciting is that's not what it's about at all. I was totally way off base as I got to check it out and learn more. Our guest today is Lauren Everts. And the reason is she's the most honest, straightforward person who just talks bluntly and gives you the skinny on all kinds of all kinds of subjects. So it began more as a fitness and health blog for a community for women. And then it went on and on. She came up and just found a way for people to spill their tips and tricks. It became a source of inspiration for women and has evolved into a book, a podcast, and soon to be a product line. So we're anxious to talk to Lauren. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you got to tell us, what prompted you to start the website or the blog?
So I was going to San Diego State, and I was extremely bored. Unfulfilled. I was bartending until 1 in the morning, and I was teaching Pilates and Pure Barre during the day. And I just, like I said, wasn't fulfilled. So I was looking for other avenues. And I realized while I was there that what I was looking for was that I wanted to be my own boss. So I look back now when I was younger, and I can totally see where I was very entrepreneurial. So, and I kind of didn't know that. I kind of had to find that through San Diego State. So I was on campus, saw all these sorority girls. There was all these girls that didn't have a way to connect in one space. And this is 2009, so blogging was super random then. I remember bartending at my job. I worked at a very high-end bar, and I told one of the customers that I wanted to be a blogger, and again, 2009. And he actually was the inventor of the airbag, and he looked at me like I was an alien. So it was definitely like a weird career, but I knew that there was longevity in it, and there was potential to create a brand on the internet. So I created the blog, and what I wanted to do, the first goal was to get, those 20,000 girls that were on campus at San Diego State in one spot, and then eventually it branched out to other countries and talking with women all over the world. And basically, it's kind of like a spot to share your tips and tricks. It's not just about me and what I'm wearing and what I'm eating. A lot of blogs focus on the individual. It's more about the community, and we're all kind of sharing tips and tricks. It's evolved into a secret Facebook group, which has like 25,000 members, and it's a bunch of women from all over the world literally sharing all their secrets.
Yeah, you're very open about a lot of subjects, and I think that's what surprised me, but probably why you're so successful.
I'm very, very open.
Yeah, for our listeners, when you check out the website, you'll see one of the headings that caught my eye was the real shit. I'm thinking,
yeah, I love that real shit. Yeah, and the boob job realness.
Boob job realness. Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to bring up. I mean, you're very open about it and share, and I got to admit, it's a great place. It's empowering to be able to share real stories and all.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a family that was very non-judgmental and has always let me beat the tune of my own drum. And I hope that when people read my blog, they feel inspired to beat to the tune of their own drum. I see and talk to so many people that are living their life for other people. So to put myself out there and just really unapologetically be myself and show other women that are my age that it's okay to do it your way on your own terms has been really cool. And like I said, like when they leave the blog, they can feel inspired to just do you. And that's kind of what I want. So I am very open about my life. My husband and I have a podcast together. I talk about boob jobs, vagina steaming. I talked about my double jaw surgery, which was like a 2-year process for medical reasons. Like I'm very, very open with my audience. And I think that's been a big way for me to really have trust within the community.
Oh, I think so too. You know, on your site, you have Get My 5 Beauty Secrets to your inbox. So, of course, we want people to enter their email and get them. But if you can share some of your beauty secrets with us, that would be awesome.
Oh, of course. I mean, I'm very much like, I'm very much about providing value to the audience. So, you know, I share so much on my blogs, and some of my beauty secrets that I share are oils. I'm all about oils. Oils on my skin, a lot of women are scared of them, but I'm really, really on this like crusade to bring them back. I think that they are the fountain of youth. I also really encourage a lot of women to stay out of the sun. You know, I'm speaking to the generation that laid in a tanning bed for 22 minutes. So I just am really about prevention. I've always been like that ever since I was, you know, 18. I'm all about preventative measures. So I really encourage all these girls that are 18 that are reading Skinny Confidential to stay out of the sun and use sunscreen. I even go to the extent of like having driving gloves with a huge hat. So prevention is definitely a big one. You know, I talk about everything from tanning towels to, you know, what the best top coat is for your nails, to facial rolling, to ice massage, to everything. So that's kind of what you'll get to your inbox. It's a lot of, like, weird wellness niche down tips, like facial cupping. Like I just said, facial massage. I love the ice roller, the jade roller. Kind of like niche down beauty things that you wouldn't think of that aren't as common as like a serum or a moisturizer.
See, I'd love that. Those are, I want to do all those. Let me just say, I wish that I had stayed out of the sun, because now I'm noticing, I should just send this picture. This will get all the young girls to not go in the sun. Like, I love cleavage. I'm a big fan of cleavage. I have lovely cleavage, but right above it, I have this like skin that is not quite as nice as it used to be because of sun damage. And I tell you, you're doing a great service for a lot of women, not only for looks, obviously, but for like skin cancer prevention. But yeah, it's a big bummer. I want to go back in time and wear more sunscreen. But I grew up in the, I was a kid in the 70s, right? I mean, I'm not young, so but I take really good care of myself. The rest of me looks great, but this little
hair. That's why I was chuckling earlier, is you say your generation that laid in tanning beds, our generation rubbed oil on and laid out in the sun.
Yeah, we would lay baby oil. It's horrifying.
We're harming our skin, and so you're doing a great service by getting people to use sun protection. And at this point, it's never too late to start protecting against future damage, but you've already done some damage.
True.
And so it is a great service what you're offering. But I think what I'm excited most is just how open and honest you are, how candid you are. It's just, it's very refreshing.
Well, thank you very, very much. I hope that I can get all the girls to stay out of the sun. I've talked to a lot of, older women, and I'm always constantly picking their brains about what they wish they had done differently, and every single woman says they protected their neck and hands. So that's an important thing.
I have to yell out because I actually have an age spot on my hand, on my left hand. And the other day, my husband's like, "Oh, look, you have a liver spot." I'm like, "Hun, that they don't call him that anymore. Stop it." But he likes to tease me in a fun way, but it's not fun. By the way, if you ever want to pick a woman's brain, I'd love to go on your podcast because I could share all kinds of things I wish I hadn't done, or things I'm doing now that most people still think I'm in my late 30s. So obviously, something's going right. I did protect my face most of the time, so at least that was good.
That's good that you protected your face, though. I mean, a lot of people
even
protect their face. I'm always telling the girls, protect your neck, even like your chest, like your arms, everything.
Yeah.
Again, like I'm talking a lot about like laser. I think laser is a good way to kind of fight the skin damage. So I've done a lot of posts on that. You know, anything that's preventative that they can do right now. It's never too early.
I think, Lisa's, it goes even further. You know, I know, Lauren, you talk about it too, but it's not just staying out of the sun. It's using the proper skincare and different treatments and how you exercise and health. And it all just goes together, and it's all going to help us look younger, feel younger, and just, you know, be our best as we get older.
Totally. I think just like what you said, it's not just the skin, it's with everything. And that's kind of the lifestyle and the example that I want to set for the women that are reading my blog. Like, you know, you can get that workout in. I'm all about multitasking. So, you know, any way that they can multitask to get, you know, it's all about time. Like right now I'm in an Uber on the way to a workout while I'm having a call with you. You know, instead of washing my hair and spending 2 hours on that, I'll utilize that time to work on the blog.
Well, we're out of time. So, Lauren, I invite all our listeners to go visit her website, The Skinny Confidential. It's not about dieting. It's about getting the honest truth where you can be comfortable to be yourself. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. Thank you for joining us.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.